Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Payments Hub, Enterprise FinTech Explained. I'm John Paquette, co-host of this podcast, and with me, as always, is Kevin Rice. Kevin, welcome back.
Hey, John. Good to be here.
And, you know, I say welcome back because I know we took a short break from these recording sessions over the holiday period here. So this is our first recording of 2022. And we have a great topic here. One, you know, that we like quite a bit. We borrowed the name of our podcast from this topic. So today we're going to be talking about what is a payments hub? We're going to be talking about this topic from a few different angles. First of all, you know, just trying to define it to some extent and maybe differentiate between some of the other terms you might have heard of before, such as a payments factory, right? What's the difference there between a payments hub and payments factory? Or is there a difference at all, right? So we're also going to talk about who benefits from a payments hub, from implementing this type of technology, and what are those benefits that they gain? And then we'll move into some of the more strategic topics around a payments hub in terms of what are the broader benefits you can get through implementing this type of strategy. So, you know, but maybe we start here, Kevin, just by trying to come up with some sort of a definition about what exactly is a payments hub.
Yeah, definitely, John. You know, look at payments hub as a software that really allows a company to aggregate payments from all sources of origination, talking about ERP, payroll systems, TMSs, manual input, file uploads, all into one centralized platform that then allows to execute those payments through a series of defined workflows. And this is all done via direct connections to a company's various banking relationships. And in a nutshell, the way I like to think of a payments hub is it aggregates and simplifies a company's payments process while adding efficiency, transparency, and control.
Yeah, I think I'd agree there. I mean, that's really in simple terms what it is. It's just a way to aggregate all the payment activity for a company into one centralized application. So, you know, you think about most companies, even the simplest of companies, they have maybe an ERP system, an HR system, and, you know, at least one bank. That's already 3 points of payment initiation, you know, AP payments, HR and salary payments, and manual payments through maybe the bank's e-banking portal. And then, you know, if you think about how organizations can become more and more complex, those factors just multiply over and over again. So, you know, in terms of who would be interested in a payments hub, you know, you can think of it as a payments hub. It's a hub, so it has some spokes, you know, to make kind of a goofy analogy here, but one I think that works. Those spokes probably represent, you know, banking relationships, back office applications, people, processes, geographies, and things like that, right? And the hub's role is really just to unify all that activity and really simplify it for companies. So, I don't know, from that standpoint, Kevin, who do you think really benefits from this type of technology the most?
I would say multinational corporations that have banking relationships that span across different regions, different countries, that most generally that operate in a decentralized manner.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well, right? So anybody who's having these multiple different points of payment initiation is looking to introduce some level of standardization into that process really benefits from a payments hub. So that's first and foremost, I think, and we can talk, you know, more specifically about what some of those advantages are as we move along here. And I think also, you know, we could probably talk about this topic a bit without, you know, treading into payment factory type territory. But I think there's also an expectation amongst a lot of organizations these days that if they implement this type of technology, it's going to simplify things for them from a technical perspective. So, you know, ultimately, the payment hub needs to connect to the banks. And what a lot of companies are looking for is to lift some of those technical components, like, you know, formatting those payment files for how the banks would expect it. And even, you know, connecting up to those banking relationships to pass those files straight through is part of that process. So another, I think, category of organization that benefits from a payment hub is those that don't have either the resources or maybe even the in-house knowledge to address topics like bank connectivity and file formatting. But maybe we talk a little bit more specifically about how does a payment hub solve some of these challenges that we've talked about so far?
Yeah, John. So when we think about a payment hub, some of the benefits or challenges that a payment hub could solve for are, again, really serving as a single entry point to initiate payments through all of your banking partners and relationships, whether it's through, again, a feed from your ERP, manually originating in the payment hub, or doing a file import to the payment hub. Again, you touched about the outsourcing of complexity and IT resources. You know, generally speaking, a payment hub, the provider will be responsible for managing that on behalf of the client. So one of the added benefits there. Thinking about formats. So with a payment hub, you're standardizing and aggregating, again, your payments process across a company. Why not take the opportunity to standardize the format in which you're processing these payments. As it stands in the companies that we've mentioned in this session today, talking about multinational decentralized companies, you're dealing with different processes that are more likely than not dealing with different formats, whether it's, again, a NACHA format, an XML format, an ABA format, et cetera. Take this opportunity with the payments hub to really standardize and unify the way in which you're communicating and processing payments. The industry is trending towards PAIN and XML, and that's something that a payments hub can help you achieve. And again, simplified user management is a very common sought after aspect of a payments hub as well. So thinking about that concept of a decentralized multinational corporation, again, you're dealing with multiple e-banking portals across different banking relationships. That results in having to manage numerous sets of users and entitlements there within. With a payments hub, you're able to streamline how you manage your end users, how access is granted, and how those users access the payments hub itself. Again, thinking about concepts like single sign-on, and especially for integration with your IDM.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, really what you're doing with the payments hub here is you're taking multiple different complex processes and you're introducing an opportunity to provide, you know, standardization of those processes. So there's a good points made about file format, protocols with connecting to banking relationships, user management, right? So, and overall just control of the process, I think too. So if you think about how payments are commonly initiated at most companies these days, they might come from the ERP, multiple ERPs that have different ways to actually approve those payments before they're actually released out to the banks. Obviously, manual payments being done through various e-banking portals. There's, you know, a lot of different capabilities to support it bank to bank from that standpoint too, right? So you have this ability really to standardize how payments are released, get them in front of the right eyes to be approved before they actually, you know, that kind of final push to the bank occurs there. So, you know, I think there's a big control element here that organizations gain as well through implementing a payments hub. And, you know, we talked a little bit during the introduction here about some other terms that typically kind of, you know, go hand in hand with payments hub. One is definitely the payments factory. And I get a lot of questions say, what's a payments factory? Is it different than a payments hub? Is it the same thing? Is it just a different way for, you know, different individuals to refer to basically the same technology? And although I've never really heard the terms defined and that kind of specific of terms, I typically think of a payments factory as something that has sort of more advanced functionality that allows you to actually kind of construct how payments are being executed once they reach the hub. So it can be, I think, functionality that's worked into a payments hub or, you know, comes as part of that particular technology. But I think it is sort of more advanced than the typical payments hub, payments aggregation type functionality. I don't know, Kevin, do you kind of have the same mentality about that term payments factory as well?
I do. And, you know, I think it's really, again, used for the purpose of defining logic and really getting into the nitty gritty of the payments process. A payments hub is great for centralizing it. Again, everything that we talked about today, standardization, control, visibility, transparency across the, you know, payments process for a company, really with, again, a payments factory, as you mentioned, getting far more technical into the actual payments themselves.
Agreed. Yeah. And I think some things you can, you know, think of with the payments factory are things like payments on behalf of, right, is something that can be achieved more so through a payments factory typically than a traditional payments hub. Leveraging things like least cost routing, right? Automatically selecting the most cost efficient way to do it, to execute a payment once it comes into the software itself. You know, rules in terms of how transactions are batched or split before they're transmitted off to the banks. Certain payment file enhancement type activities, you know, enhancing a file with a certain bank identifier or something like that. These are all kind of the types of functionalities that I typically tend to associate with a payments factory versus a payments hub. So just to kind of clarify that, those two terms for the listeners a little bit. And, you know, also, I guess we could talk a little bit, kind of another topic that aligns with the previous ones. Are all payments hubs the same? You know, is it sort of just a standardized sort of technology that's out there now, or are there different versions of a payments hub itself?
Yeah, John, when we think about when payment hubs were kind of first introduced, they were done so in an on-premise fashion where these payment hubs would be installed and maintained locally on a database for a company. And again, you know, this had its limitations at the time, where again, payments could only be aggregated and initiated from applications that had direct access to the on-premise payment hub. Otherwise, you would again have to manually input the payment or manually import a file upload. So really limiting the level of automation, again, that was able to be achieved historically with payments hub. And so, you know, fast forward to today, where we see this large transition to everything being hosted on the cloud. And again, maybe you can talk a little bit more about what we're seeing today, John.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's a great point though. I mean, it sort of undermines the whole purpose of a payments hub if you have, you know, you're trying to standardize your global payments process, but, you know, using a payment hub that doesn't have access to all those applications or all those banking relationships, there's not much centralization that you can really do in that use case. And so cloud technology obviously revolutionized that, right? There's huge benefits in terms of application accessibility. Now everything's on the cloud, so it doesn't matter if, you know, systems are hosted in the US or Europe or Asia or whatever it might be, they can all leverage a consistent payments hub for their payments capabilities. And then you can even take it a step further in terms of, you know, not to make this a conversation about application architecture, so to speak, but, you know, single tenant versus multi-tenant cloud architectures, right? For SaaS solutions. There are a lot of providers out there today that as they build their payment hubs, they're able to do basically build once, make available to everybody type development efforts. So this is really a game changer in terms of, you know, developing things like API access to a certain bank, for example, right? Build that once, make it available to all customers who are using that product, or payment formats, right? There are so many different variations of payment formats across the world that need to be used depending on the geography, the bank relationship, the payment method, right? And to be able to kind of build those once and deploy them in a very scalable way is another huge benefit for both the cloud providers themselves and something they're able to deliver to their customers. But you also have, I think, still historical challenges in terms of integrating multiple applications into that payments hub, even though it's hosted on the cloud, because you're still dealing with the, you know, the protocols that those systems really support themselves. So, you know, for examples here, some ERPs might support API connectivity to that payments hub. Others might not, right? They might only support more file-based connectivity to those payments hubs. So I think that's another thing to think of in terms of, you know, are all payments hubs created equal? I think the answer is no, right? It's how do they solve that historical application integration challenge? That's important too, because even though you throw an application in the cloud, you don't gain the benefits of that unless the application itself can support whatever sort of protocols the systems might need to use to get payments into that system. So some of the things maybe, you know, not to get too technical here, but just to bring up some of the points here that the listeners might be interested in if they are out, you know, looking at payment hub types of products. But now maybe to move things forward here a little bit, there are other benefits, I think, to a payment hub that are maybe a little bit more strategic beyond just payment aggregation. And a lot of those are starting to come to fruition, I think, today with some of the activities that are going on for organizations such as ERP migration. But Kevin, maybe we could talk a little bit about what are the benefits that, you know, you can get once you have this payments hub strategy in place.
Yeah. So with a payments hub, again, in order to achieve the payments piece through a payments hub, you have to, again, establish and maintain these connections with your various banking relationships. And so again, an added benefit of doing that is the ability to simultaneously retrieve statements through those same connections. And you think about it, when you have all of your banks connected into one platform, you're getting a very, very large source of data on a daily basis, all of your prior day bank statement and some maybe intraday or current day activity coming into that platform as well. Again, payment hubs will generally equip their customers with certain BI tools and dashboards that they can make sense of that data, look at it in meaningful ways to drive business decisions. But again, you have all these connections in this, again, payments hub already, and that data is stored there for historical archive. But also, again, you know, you can use this data to run AI or pattern recognition technologies, again, be able to feed it to other third-party solutions to basically support other initiatives like cash flow forecasting or fraud detection. As well as enablement for future system changes. Again, if a company has a payments hub in place already and would like to add a TMS or go through an ERP migration in the future, you have all of this data centralized. You have all of your processes under one login already. So it really does create an agnostic environment for companies that gives them flexibility on other solutions that they want to integrate and makes getting the data that they need to drive those other systems into those other systems very seamless.
Yeah, I'd agree with that completely. I think, you know, you made a good point about fraud prevention. You know, once you've aggregated all your payment activity into one hub, you now have one location to run a fraud detection scan across every payment that goes through that hub, or even regulatory scans for things like sanction screening or AML type screening. Allows you to leverage additional technologies really easily on top of that sort of, you know, aggregated payment activity. And I think the AI thing is something that a lot of organizations maybe don't think about all that much. But, you know, if you're going to get the benefit of something like artificial intelligence or machine learning, that technology really needs to be running on top of a holistic data set, right? All of the activity that it needs to make those kind of decisions or, you know, draw insights from, or else you're not going to get the benefits that you're looking for that technology. And I think, you know, the ERP migration piece you touched upon a little bit here, I think is one of the key use cases that we're hearing about from the market in terms of the benefits of a payments hub. Really, once you've put a payment hub in place, there's so much of the payment process that's now been completely decoupled from your normal operational processes. So in most cases, you know, your approval processes for payments, the formatting capabilities, right? The reformatting of payment files, the connectivity to the banks is all directly through the payments hub itself, right? Not through the ERPs, not through the TMS, not through an e-banking portal. And so as you go to migrate from different systems, you know, say from an on-premise ERP to a cloud ERP, which is a common, you know, sort of initiative we see a lot of organizations undertaking, you don't have to, you know, recontemplate all those connections back to the systems themselves. It's more of just plugging in different connectors from the new systems into the payments hub and being able to leverage what you've already put in place. So huge benefits. I think some of the companies that had the foresight to really put those types of solutions in place before they undertook an ERP migration are really starting to see the benefits of that today. So that does bring us to the end of this conversation. Hopefully the listeners enjoyed this session here and you got to learn a little bit more about what is a payments hub and really how you can leverage this as part of your payment strategy for your organization. We thank everybody for listening in and we hope to talk to you in the next one. Thanks.